We were at Brother Abu Mahmoud's house. Yeah, because I don't recognize them as the ones with the weird. No, they were not. They were not. They were not the ones in your house, Brother Abu Mahmoud. They were not the ones in your house. Okay. I'll start the story from the beginning because I don't think you guys were there. All of you. All right, the story from the beginning. When Allah made this earth, you can sit down, Melina, and the girls. When Allah made this earth, He first made on her, created to live on earth the jinn. You know the jinn? Yes. You know what they are made of? Fire. Mashallah, fire, waves of fire. And you know what the angels are made of?
Light.
Okay. Now, these lights and this fire are making something called waves. You know the waves? You know how do I, can I talk to my wife on the phone when she is somewhere else and the room is closed? What will bring my voice from here to my wife? Huh?
Light.
No. Huh? Waves. Waves. Good job. So, but now if I close the room, if I have a closed room, the room is closed so tight. And then, can I still talk to my wife?
Yeah.
But I'm in a closed room. How would the waves go through the walls?
Yeah,
so the waves go through the walls, right?
Yeah.
So if I tell you that a jinn who's made of waves can go through the walls, will that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Why? Because waves, well, the waves of fire and the waves of light. Malaika are made of the waves of light, and jinn are made of the waves of fire. And the cell phone waves are called the microwaves. These microwaves can go through walls. Why not the jinn?
When they go through walls, it looks like an invisible field.
See, that is, if you can see that waves can go through the walls, then you can understand how the shaitans and jinn can also go through the wall. Allah created them to live on earth. And they were like us. They have freedom to choose where to go and what
to do.
So they would choose for themselves either to do good stuff or
bad stuff.
So they were living on earth among each other. Guess what they did? Did they become good to each other and nice? Or did they become so bad and mean and evil with one another?
So bad and evil?
Yes, that's what they ended up having. All of them turned evil. And they, the strong jinn, will do what to the weak jinn? Will eat them. The strong jinn will eat the whole weak jinn, just like animals. It's not like they will eat their property, or they eat their toys, or they take away their stuff. No, they swallow them like that. They eat them. And they have turned so bad and so evil, that Allah decided to punish them. So Allah sent an army from the angels. And the angels went down. And they fought with the jinn. And of course the angels won the battle. And they were able to gather all the jinn and take them into the vacant places in the oceans. You know the vacant places in the oceans? Like the places in the oceans where nobody lives there. They were able to trap them over there. In a place where they can't do anything. There's not much to do. And then guess who was the chief of the jinn? Was Iblis. You know Iblis? The big, yeah.
Oh, I know him.
You know him? Yeah. Who is he?
He is
the chief shaitan.
I know him.
The big boss of all the shaitans.
He's way powerful, but not powerful than Allah.
Of course. Nobody's more powerful than Allah. But that shaitan is... And I will tell you what happened. Then they captured him. Huh?
You know shaitan was Allah's friend a long time ago?
Was what?
Allah's friend?
Yeah, that's what I'm coming to the story.
A long time ago?
Yeah.
He was his friend, but he didn't listen to him.
Uh-huh.
So shaitan went to the bad side and
Masha'Allah, you have just summarized what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you the story. How? Yes, sweet.
The story goes
was like this, Allah created the shaitan.
To build him.
No. Let me tell you the story, my version. You will love that. Then, okay, they took all the bad jinn to the ocean. Okay? And then they didn't want to leave Iblis, the big chief, because he was so bad. They didn't want to leave him with the group so that he doesn't lead, you know, organize them again and start fighting back against the angel. So they arrested him and they took him where? To heaven. And they put him in heaven with them. Now, Iblis didn't like that at the beginning, but he, with time, started getting used to live with angels. What happens to you when you live with angels?
You become good.
You become good. So he saw the angels doing ibadah to Allah, tasbih to Allah. Yes,
Jesus. If you be bad, they'll make you into the devil fire.
That's right. So
and
he would.
With the
pointy
staff.
So the shaitan started worshipping Allah the way the angels are worshipping Allah. When he starts worshipping Allah the way the angels were worshipping Allah, everybody was what? Wowed. And everybody was so impressed. Shaitan is worshipping Allah the way angels worship Allah. Now, why were they were so impressed?
Because he's a shaitan.
No.
Because he became good.
No, not that.
Because he was the chief of all jinn.
Okay, let me tell you why. The angels don't have...
The angels don't have...
Choices. Don't have choices, right? Angels have only one choice, which is what?
To do it.
Huh?
To make the shaitan good.
No, to become angels. Angels can only be angels. Can only be what? Angels. Can they do something mean?
No.
Why not? Because they are not created to be mean. Allah created them to be pure and to always be angels. So do they have temptations? No, they don't have temptations. Do they? The way they worship Allah, it is like the way we breathe. Is it hard to breathe? Can you breathe? Is it hard or natural?
Natural.
The way angels worship Allah is like us breathing like that. It's natural. Because they can only be angels. They can't be any other than angels. But shaitan can be either like an angel or like a shaitan. Shaitan has the choice to be either way. So when an angels worship Allah, not many people are impressed. Because angels, this is the way they are made. They are made so that they don't have a choice. They can only be one thing, which is angels. Now, everybody, yes, sweetie.
When you die, you go to Jannah?
Yes. If you choose to be an angel, like an angel, you will go to Jannah. But if you choose to be like a shaitan, then you will not be in Jannah.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yes. So, like us, do we have the choice to be kind or mean?
Yes.
Do we have the choice to choose where to go and what to say?
Yes.
Yes. And do we have the choice to be good guys or bad guys?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do we have a choice to lie or say the truth?
Yes.
Yes. Do we have a choice to be jealous or not jealous?
Not jealous.
Yes, we have all these choices. Now, we have a choice to be like angels and we have a choice to be like shaitan. And if you follow the footsteps of shaitan, then you're going to go with shaitan to hell. If you follow the footsteps of angels, then you go to heaven. So keep that in mind. Shaitan had a choice. So when shaitan started choosing to be an angel, everybody was like, wow, that is so impressive. And then shaitan had conditions too, like us. And, you know, he will have feelings that make him feel that he doesn't want to worship Allah. Or he doesn't want to listen to Allah, and he wants to be on his own. He doesn't want anybody to tell him what to say and what to do. And he has all these bad feelings in him, temptations, bad feelings. So he was able to defeat all these temptations and worship Allah like an angel, like a what?
Angel.
And then everybody was like, wow, Wow! And they gave him a name. They called him the best creation of Allah. The what? The best creation of Allah. Or the best God. He's the best creation. And they will honor him so much. When he comes in, they all stand up and say, oh, salamu alaykum, best creation of Allah. Salamu alaykum, salamu alaykum. Get up, get up. Oh, the best creation of Allah is coming. They used to honor him so much and respect him so much. When he goes anywhere, everybody, oh, the best creation of Allah is coming. And everybody's around him. Oh, the best creation of Allah, the best creation of Allah. And people loved him. All the angels loved him so much. And then he loved them. And he would walk and say, yes, I am the best creation of Allah here. Oh, the best creation of Allah comes. And he would love that name. And he would walk very proud of his name. And he would be so happy to be called the best creation of Allah. And he would go everywhere. And he says, the best creation of Allah is here. Let's worship Allah together. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. And he would worship Allah. Because he loves Allah, or because he would like to be the best creation? Because he loves the title, the name that they gave to him, or because he loves Allah? Because he loves the name. And that's what was so bad about him. He was worshiping Allah because when he worships Allah, they call him the what? The best creation of Allah. And they treat him like the best creation of Allah. And he gets the honor and the recognition as the best creation of Allah. But now, here's the trick. Yes, sweetie?
My name is Subhan.
Subhan, good job. And this is what happened now. Allah knew.
My real name is Akir.
He was able to deceive all the angels. All the angels thought that he worships Allah because he is so good that he loves Allah so much. But what is the truth? Was he worshiping Allah because he loves Allah? Or was he worshiping Allah because he loves to be called the best creation of Allah, right? He was worshiping Allah because he loves to be called the what?
The best creation of Allah.
And he likes to walk like this. I am the best creation of Allah. And he knows if he doesn't worship Allah, would they treat him like the best creation of Allah?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I know.
So he likes the way he's being treated. Like, I am the best creation of Allah. The best creation of Allah is here. You are sitting down and the best creation of Allah is standing. Stand up. Respect to the best creation of Allah. Get up. I am the best creation of Allah. And he would worship Allah because he loves Allah?
No.
No, because he loves the what?
The name of being the best creation of Allah.
Uh-huh. Now, Allah's name is the truth. Allah's name is the what? Truth. Allah is the truth itself. Allah hates deception. Allah hates lying. Allah hates faking. And Allah always likes to uncover the people who fake. Allah knew that the shaitan is faking it. So Allah wanted to show that he's not the best creation, but he is the what?
The worst creation.
If Allah would bring the angels and tell them, shaitan is the worst creation, angels will not understand why. They will, of course, believe Allah, but they will not understand why Allah is calling him this name. And they would wonder about, Ya Allah, he was worshipping you like us. Why did he call him the worst creation? Can you explain? Allah planned something else to show that the truth about the shaitan, to show the truth about who? Let me ask you a question. If you go to the teacher and you say, I know 10 surah of the Quran, the teacher would do what to see if you are saying the truth or not?
To test you.
Test you, that's right. So the test would show if you're really saying the truth or not. And that's how Allah designed the test for him. How did Allah test him? Allah made it. Allah first of all. Yes, I know. How? This is how Allah tested him. Allah sent an angel to bring a piece of mud from everywhere on the earth. So the angels started cutting a piece of mud from here, a piece of mud from there, putting all the pieces of mud together and bringing them up to Allah. So Allah took that and he fashioned Adam using his own hands. He fashioned Adam out of this clay, but he left him standing, okay, out there in the heavens like this, without any life. So Adam stood like that, and Allah left him that way. Why? You will see now why. The news is spread all over heaven. Did you hear about the new creation of Allah? Allah is doing a new creation. Did you hear the news? The news! Allah created a new guy. A new guy. Did you see the new guy that Allah created? Did you see him? Do you know the new guy that Allah created? Do you know him?
No.
Did you see him?
No.
Oh, you didn't see him? Go and see him. Take a look. They go see Adam. Everybody's so baffled. And then they come and talk to each other. Hey, guys, do you know who this is? New guy? Did you hear anything? Did Allah say anything about this new guy? Why did Allah create this new guy? Is there a reason he's being created there? And all the angels are wondering. And Iblis is even wondering more than any angel. Iblis was so worried. Iblis was saying, Allah doesn't do anything without a reason. Why this guy is created? Now, is he going to be my boss or am I going to be his boss? Is he going to be the best creation or am I going to stay the
best creation?
And then Iblis keeps thinking, oh my God, he might be the best creation and then he would be better than me. No way! I will never allow this to happen. No, he can't be better than me. Huh? And be my boss? No way I let this happen. How? No. I am the shaitan, the best creation of Allah. Nobody can be like me. I worship Allah like an angel. This guy can't be my boss. Okay. No. And then he keeps thinking, what if he is going to be my boss and he's going to be the best creation of Allah and I have to treat him like the best creation of Allah and bow down to him? Oh, because the best creation of Allah, when he comes, everybody what?
Bows down.
Respecting the best creation of Allah. So shaitan says, and then I have to bow down to him. No way! Everybody bows down to me. For years and years, and I am the best creation of Allah. Everybody is in heavens bowed down to me. Now I will become and remain as the best creation of Allah. Allah left Adam long time out there so that the shaitan is cooking on a slow fire. Allah is letting the shaitan cooking and wondering and getting more curious and more. And then Iblis will go and check Adam. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? I want you to play Adam like this. Like this. Shaitan will come to check Adam out and say, I'm going to check him out myself. I'm going to see if he is better than me or not. Then he goes out and he checks his ears. Who are you? Who are you? And then he checks his... Who are you? And then he tickles him. Who are you? Who are you? Are you going to be better than me or am I going to be better than you? And then he goes into his... Adam was standing with his mouth open like this. So he would go and inside him from his mouth. Oh, like this. And he keeps checking his inside to see... to look at the inside to see what is he made of. And then he will go out from where?
No,
from the bottom.
Ew.
Yuck! like something bad. And then he would go until he found out something that made him so happy. Hey, I am so happy. I would be his boss. He's not going to be my boss. You know why? Because he is vacant from inside. He's hollow. You know he's hollow from inside? You know when you're hollow? You know? Look at this Pepsi can. How easy it is to squeeze it like that. Easy. But easy. You know why it's easy to squeeze it like that?
I didn't finish it.
You know why it's easy? Because it's empty from inside. But if this Pepsi can is full, can you squeeze it like that?
No.
No, you can't. You can't. It would be too strong for you. See, you have one? Oh, no, this one is empty, open too. So here's the trick. Shaitan is solid from inside. Shaitan is what? Is shaitan empty from inside?
No,
he's solid. So he, when he saw that Adam has a vacuum from inside, is empty from inside, he was still having said, Yahoo! I am going to be his boss. I am stronger than him. He is empty from outside. I am solid from inside. I am solid from inside. I am going to be his boss. And I will remain as the best creation of Allah. And nobody will take this name away from me. I am Iblis, the best creation of Allah. And then when he sleeps on his stomach like this. He sleeps on his stomach like that. And this is why Prophet Muhammad said, if you sleep like that, then you'll be like shaitan.
Sleeping Allah. Like Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
You'll be weaker than him, and he's going to be his boss. But he didn't believe
أشهد أن لا إله.
Did you hear anything from Allah about this guy? Did you hear? Did Allah tell you he's going to be my boss? Or am I going to be his boss? Is he going to be better than me? Or am I going to be better than him? Or is he going to be better than me? Who is going to be better? I am? Or
no!
Him? Who's going to be better? Who's going to be better? Me or the shaitan? Or the Adam? The new guy? The new guy. I am? I am better than the new guy, or the new guy is better. Who's better? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the shaitan was ready, and so curious, and so worried,
and so pissed off,
yes, Allah called everybody. He said, announce to heavens and earth, I have created a man out of clay. And I am going to breathe life into him. I'm going to what?
Breathe life into him.
As soon as I breathe life from into him, all of you here, all of you have to bow down to honor him. Shaitan heard that and his face started turning red and his ears started smoking. He got so mad. Now he found out the truth that he has to bow down to the new guy. So who is more honorable?
Allah.
Allah is more honorable than everybody. But between the shaitan and the new guy,
Adam.
Who is bowing down to who?
Adam.
The shaitan is bowing down to the new guy, Adam, right? So that means who is better?
Adam.
Who's the boss?
God.
Adam. God, yes. But who's the boss of who? Adam. Who's going to get the name being most honorable?
Adam.
Did Shaitan like that?
No.
Wasn't that exactly what he was afraid of?
Yes.
Wasn't that exactly what he didn't want to happen?
Yes.
So guess what the Shaitan did? Shaitan stood like this. And then, when Allah breathed into life into Adam, what was the first thing Adam did?
Dance.
Ah, takbir. Allahu Akbar. The first thing Adam did was, achoo! And then he said, Alhamdulillah. Huh? How did he know? Did he go to Sunday school?
No.
He learned it from Allah.
Yes, Allah.
He has a brain.
Allah put everything Everything you learn, he puts it in his what? Brain. Because he's the first guy, so he has to know everything at the beginning.
Huh? Is he born as a baby or born as an old person?
No, as a young man. Because no mom, yes, as a young man. No mom to raise him.
Still, he could be born as a baby.
No. Allah created him as a man. And you know what is so interesting? Somebody was asking me, did he have a belly button or not? Since he wasn't born, so he didn't have an umbilical cord, so he shouldn't have a belly button? Somebody asked me this question. So I said, I don't know. Maybe he did. So here we go. Now Adam is alive. Then Allah said, bow down to Adam. All the angels, what? All zillions and trillions of angels bow down to Adam like this. Guess who wasn't the only one bowing down? Shaitan was standing like this. Allah asked him, Iblis, how come you didn't bow down to Adam when I commanded you to bow down? He said, I am better than him. I am not to bow down to him. He is to bow down to me. You made a mistake. You asked me, Mawa, Iblis, the best creation, to bow down to this piece of dirt? You created him out of dirt. You created him out of mud. I am created from fire. I am better than him. He's not better than me. He bows down to me. I don't bow down to him. So now he is insisting. He doesn't wanna say, I'm sorry. No, he's insisting. And he's asking, he's telling Allah, but Allah made a mistake. And Allah should have asked Adam to bow down to him. So now Allah cursed him. Allah said, you are cursed to hellfire. Oh, when the shaitan was saying, no, I am not going to bow down. You made a mistake. Guess who was angry? All the angels. They lifted their heads and they started looking at the shaitan. Now we see the truth about him. And he was able to fake and trick us into believing that he is the best creation. But he is the worst creation. And they started getting very angry at him. And when Allah said, you are cursed, they got all ready. As soon as Allah gives them the command, they will attack. Wrap him in chains and throw him where? In hell.
Oh my God, scary.
Yeah. They were ready because they were so mad. Now the truth about Iblis, the truth about the shaitan is obvious or not obvious?
Obvious.
Does Allah need to explain why he's the worst guy, not the best guy?
No.
Does it take a genius to know at that time that Iblis is the worst guy?
No.
It was so obvious. And the angels were so mad, and they were ready to attack and throw him in hell. Then the angels, Iblis, saw Iblis. Ya Allah, please, I have a request. Ya Allah, I have a request. And he was so scared from all the angels getting ready to attack him. Ya Allah, I have a request. I have a request. So Allah said, yes, say what you want. He said, Ya Allah, can you please keep me free until the day of judgment? Can you please not lock me up in hellfire now? Just give me a chance until the day of judgment. Just give me that chance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give me that little chance. Just let me free. Keep me free until the day of judgment. And then you can put me in hell. Just don't put me in hell now. Huh. The shaitan. He's begging Allah. Ya Allah, I beg of you. Ya Allah, I beg of you. Please, don't put me in hell now. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Please, Ya Allah, don't put me in hell now. Keep me alive and free until... Keep me free until...
The day of judgment.
Allah said, your request is granted. you shall remain free until the day of judgment. Now all the angels sat down. But they are still mad. But they sat down. And then the shaitan, I am still free. You know what? And then he started going back and forth and saying, Ya Allah, I promise you that I will show you and them that I am, that he is not better than me, that he is worse than me. Actually, I am going to show you that he will kill. He will be so mean. He will be so evil, worse than me, that he will teach me evil. He will teach me bad deeds. I will learn from him. He's going to be my teacher in evil, and I'm going to be his student. I'm going to show him how to be mean, how to do evil things, how to lie, how to cheat. And not only that, I am going to show you that he will not thank you. You feed him, he will not thank you. You give him blessings and favors, and he will not thank you. I will even show you worse than that, Ya Allah. I will show you that you made him, and he's going to worship somebody else. He is going to treat others the way you are to be treated. He is going to treat stones and pictures the way you are to be treated. He is going to treat people like gods, like you, the way you should be treated. You provide, and he thanks somebody else. You create, and he worships somebody else. I am going to show you that I am going to go after him and his children. I am not to leave any one of them. I am going to go after them one by one, every second, every minute. I am not going to go to sleep. I'm not going to rest. Until the minute they die, I take them from birth to death. Start tempting them to be jealous, tempting them to be to envy, tempting them to lie, cheat. Convince them that you will be better off if you lie. You'll be better off if you cheat. Make them feel strong and happy when they are mean. And make them feel that being kind is being coward. I'm going to play in their minds, play with their temptations, make them do every evil thing that you told them not to do. You tell them not to do something, and I will tell them to do it. And you will tell them to do something, and I will tell them not to do it. I will make them feel, I will make their chest feel so tight when it is the time for prayer. I will make them feel too lazy to pray.
Jealous.
I am going to make them hate Quran, hate prayers, hate learning about Islam. I am going to make them
jealous.
Do exactly jealous. What you don't want to be done. I am going to make them the opposite of what you think they will be. And I will. At the end, after he's done, Allah said, and the truth I say, and the truth shall I say, that anybody who follows your footsteps is going to end up in hell with you in the day of judgment. Shaitan said, yes. I love that promise, Allah. That is promise is good. That promise is good. Anybody who follows my footsteps is coming with me. Ha ha. Ya Allah, I'm going to attack them from under, from above, from the right, from the left, from front, from behind, from all directions. Using all tricks. Play with their emotions. Play with their temptations. Talk them into evil. Ya Allah, you promised anybody who's going to follow my footsteps is going to end up in hell with me. Ya Allah, yes, that is the best promise. And then Allah said to Adam, Ya Adam, this shaitan is your worst enemy. Don't follow his footsteps. Don't follow his what?
Footsteps.
Don't follow his ways.
Don't follow his bad stuff.
If he makes you feel jealous, what do? You just start thinking about something else.
Don't tell.
Say, A'udhu Billah, and start what?
Think about
thinking something else. If he makes you feel that you want to do something bad, say, A'udhu Billah, and don't ever keep thinking about something evil. Just dismiss it and think about something else. And say, A'udhu Billah. And Allah said, Ya Adam, this is your what? Enemy. Ya Adam, this is who? Your enemy. Adam, beware of who? This guy. This guy is so sneaky and tricky, he's going to take his revenge from you, yeah, Adam. Huh? Allah, Adam said, Ya Allah, I got the message. Allah knows Adam better than himself. Did Allah see that Adam got the message?
No.
Allah still knows that Adam didn't get the message. So Allah decided to do something to teach Adam a very, very good lesson. What was that something?
Oh.
Allah decided, huh?
You made a tree and you told Adam not to go to the tree. And then
that was the test. But Allah did something else. Adam was supposed to live where? On earth or in Jannah? On earth. He was supposed to live on earth. He was made to live where? On earth. But Allah wanted to teach him a lesson. So Allah put him in Jannah first. Allah put him where first?
Jannah.
So if he loses Jannah, he figures out that this is a very painful lesson. You know how people learn by getting hurt? Some people learn the easy way. By what? Listening, yes. And some people learn the hard way. What is the hard way? By getting what? Hurt. Mommy said, don't go near the stove. Okay, smart boy, they will learn from mommy and don't go near the stove. But they're not smart boy. We come and start playing with the stove itself. When the fire goes, boom, his feet, he gets hurt. Then the next time he's not going to go near the stove. This is called learning by getting hurt. Are you smart to learn without getting hurt?
Yes.
That is what, if you do that, then you will be even smarter than Adam. Because Allah had to get Adam hurt so that he learns the lesson. Allah sent him where?
Jannah.
And that is going to be the start of our next time. Adam in Jannah. And what happened to Adam in Jannah?
He got hurt.
Well, we will see how. Huh?
He ate
the forbidden fruit.
There's a long story behind that. You gave me the short version. There's a long story. What happened to him? And how did the shaitan trick him into eating from the tree? You know, shaitan is not, it's not easy. Shaitan didn't just come for him the next day and he said, Adam, go eat from that tree. No. That's not the way shaitan works. You need to see how did the shaitan work on him.
No.
He didn't turn into a snake. He came to him into his form. And then he convinced him, he talked to him into eating the tree. Not right away, but he worked on him for a long time.
He said that there's special
for
power
long
in it,
time.
Like,
yes, you got it.
See?
But that didn't come overnight. It came slowly, baby steps. Shaitan works like baby steps. One step at a time. Like this. One step at a time. Until he gets you there. Shaitan didn't, he's so tricky. You need to see how did he trick Adam. Because he was so sneaky. And then you will learn so that you don't get tricked. And Adam was hurt because Adam was dropped down from heaven into earth. Like
him
this.
And his wife was separate.
Like this. Boom. For the rest of his life after that, Adam would never listen to the shaitan. But he had to get hurt first. He got it. He got it real well. He got the message real well after he got hurt. Okay, we're going to start next time from this point.
Okay.
Adam going to Jannah. Now, anybody has any questions? Huh?
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. You are going to be my tickling victim next time. And you?
Adam, was he a prophet or not a prophet?
Adam was a prophet because he was sent to teach all his children. By the time Adam died, he had 60,000 children.
Oh my God,
that's a lot! God.
Not his children and grandchildren and grandchildren.
Adam got pregnant?
We're coming to
pregnant?
You.
Yeah.
We're coming to you. I'll tell you the story.
He's pregnant!
He lived 1,000 years. Do you know that he was supposed? Who knows? Who knows that Adam was supposed to live only 960 years?
Wow!
Do you know that? What happened to the other 40 years? You know what happened to the other 40
years?
Huh?
Did he just...
He donated them and then he took his donation back.
I was going to say that.
He donated him to who?
Yeah,
huh?
He donated his kids?
No, he donated 40 years of his life to one of his children. And then, at the time of death, he said, no, I take back my 40 years.
Adam?
Yeah. You know who is that kid?
No. Oh, the kid who was...
One of his children.
Okay, so that means...
Dawood, alayhi salam.
I knew it.
Allah made him look at all his children. So he saw Dawood. He said, Ya Allah, who is this guy? I love him so much. He said, this is Dawood. This is your child, Dawood. He said, Ya Allah, he's so good. Can I give him 40 years gift from my life? Allah said, are you sure? He said, yes. And then he gave him the gift. So after 960 years of Adam's life, the angel of death came asking permission to take his life, because the angel of death always does this with the prophets. He doesn't land on them like the way we get it. No, he just asks permission. So when he asked his permission, Adam said, what are you doing here? I lived only 960 years. What are you doing here? He says, remember you donated 40 years to Dawood. He said, I take it back. So he took it back.
So he lived in 1,000?
1,000, even. 1,000.
How about when
he was lucky? So he was 1,000 years old. He was just like 20,000
feet. How can he walk?
Did he walk? Is he dead?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
What is Adam made of?
Clay.
You're made of clay too.
No.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you're born.
And he was made out of...
That's how you look at me.
Prophet Adam, took back the 40 years. How long did that work?
She painted you. That's how she puts
60 years.
Look at Adam. Don't believe him. You were made out of clay, but Allah made you in such a way you don't notice it.
Yeah.
So
we're made out of water and clay.
So Adam gave him 40 years so that he lives 100 years. So he donated 40 years so that he can live 100 years. But he took back his 40 years. So now Dawood lived only 60 years. When Allah knew that he's not going to keep his promise.
They're talking
about. All right.
Let's go there then.
My mom doesn't have clay to make me into clay and paint me.